This is a reading from the September 1999 Sant Bani. And Sanchi began this meditation talk. Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Fathers, Almighty Lord Samhain and Kripal, who have had mercy on the poor souls, who have given the gift of their devotion, and also the opportunities to do their devotion. Our Supreme Fathers, Almighty Lords, always from the depth of their souls, used to say that you should think good, you should do good, and you should be good, because it is only when we will think good for others that we will do good for others. Whenever the perfect masters come into this world, they always ask for the well-being of the entire creation and the world. Guru Nanak Sahib said, O Nanak, may your Naam be glorified everywhere, and in your will may everyone live well. The masters ask for the well-being of everyone. In the same way, Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj prayed in front of his beloved master. He said, may my whole family be happy, may they be well, and live happily. All my disciples, all my followers, and everyone, may they live happily. In the same way, this poor soul also prayed in front of his beloved Kripal, O Lord, you have mercy and you shower grace upon everyone. Please shower your grace upon every single creature, every person. The form of the Satpurush, who goes back and mingles in Satpurush, knows only to have mercy and shower grace, and he always showers his grace. We know that if we want to get some fruit, first of all, we have to plant a seed or we have to plant a tree. We have to prepare the ground. We have to work for it. We have to put the fertilizers and things like that on it. We have to water that plant after a long time, and only after working so hard, we get the fruit to eat. In the same way, in order to get the sweetest fruit, the fruit of Naam, by eating which we get contentment, in order to get that fruit, first of all, we have to go to the feet of the perfect masters. The master sows the seed of Naam within us, and he tells us that every day we have to water that plant. We have to water the seed with the water of meditation. The meditation which we do every day is like giving water to that plant. It is looking after that plant. Excuse me. So, dear ones, this is an opportunity to obtain his grace. Every single breath, every single moment which we spend in his remembrance, in his simran, is counted. Do not think that he is not unaware of whatever you are doing. He is fully aware of all that we do, and he rewards us for all our devotion. So now, all of you close your eyes and start doing the simran. And let us begin our meditation now and meditate until 5 minutes to 11, when I'll ring the bell.
O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. This is Guru Arjan's bhajan, Thakur Tuma Shardanai Aya, on page 155. Since I have seen you, the doubts of my mind have vanished. Without saying, you knew my pain and problems. You made me meditate on your Naam. By singing your praise, my sorrows are ended, and I happily sing your qualities. Holding my hand, you have pulled me out of the deep pit of attachment and maya. Nanak says, the master has broken my fetters. and he has united this separated one with God. O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Utaragea meri manika sanisa ji manika sanisa. Utaragea meri manika sanisa ji manika sanisa. Jabaterda darashan darashan paya. Jabaterda darashan darashan paya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Anabolate meri birita jani ji birita jani. Anabolate meri birita jani ji birita jani. Apana nama nama japaya. Apana nama nama japaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Dukanate suki sahaja samai ji sahaja samai. Dukanate suki sahaja samai ji sahaja samai. Anandananda ananda guna gaya. Anandananda ananda guna gaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Bapa karda kada line janapane ji line janapane. Bapa karda kada line janapane ji line janapane. Grehanda kupa kupa te maya. Grehanda kupa kupa te maya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Kaho nanak guru bandana karte ji bandana karte. Kaho nanak guru bandana karte ji bandana karte. Bicharate ana ana milaya. Bicharate ana ana milaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Takurituma Shardanaya. Nanak says, the master has broken my fetters, and he has united this separated one with God. O Lord, I have taken refuge in you. Before we begin, short announcement. Next Saturday, December 25th, the Crown of Life Society of Canada is holding a Christmas Day Zoom satsang from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the following Saturday, January 1st, Sant Bani is holding a New Year's Day retreat. Okay, our first reading is continuing in a satsang that Sanchi gave in 16 PS, December of 1987. It's on a hymn of Swamiji, and it was called, Just One Word Is Enough. This is in the April 1988 Santpani magazine. So continuing, reading will begin with another line from the hymn. The wealth and property will not be of any use to you. You will leave these in a moment. And Sanchi says, now he lovingly says that all the worldly wealth of which you are proud, when you say, I have so much wealth in the bank, I have so much property, things like that, it is useless to have pride of all these things, because you do not even know when your breathing will stop. It will take just one moment for you to leave this world, and you will leave everything here, and other people will become the owners of all the wealth of which you are proud now. I have seen the condition of many wealthy people when they are about to leave the body. All their family members are around, and that poor soul is suffering a lot. He is changing colors, but the other people are bothering him, saying, you haven't yet written your will. You have not transferred that money to our name. What about that account? What about that money which is in the bank? Why don't you transfer that to our account? That poor one cannot do anything. He is helpless there. But still, all the people are bothering him. And I have seen many people taking the old people who are about to leave the body, taking them along with their beds to the courts so that they could transfer the property or whatever they have to their relatives. Kabir Sahib says, working very hard, you have collected so much wealth. Collecting penny after penny, you have collected millions. But when you are dying, you take only your underwear with you. And again from the hymn, ahead is the dense dark night. Do some work in the daytime. Now he says, look here, O dear one, further ahead, the path on which you have to travel is very long, very deep, uneven, and crooked. It is a very difficult path, and over there, it is very dark. So you know that even here, when we close our eyes, we do not see anything but the darkness. It is very dark inside. Unless we have light, we cannot walk on that path. So that is why Swamiji Maharaj lovingly says, dear ones, do the meditation of Nam, so that your master may become pleased with you and he may manifest within you, so that with his light he may brighten the path for you, and in that light you may walk on that difficult path. The Mahatmas have not written their writings to intimidate us. Whatever they have seen in their within, whatever is the reality, they have written down only that much. The writings of the Mahatmas are not amusing. They're not intimidating. And they are the reality which they have seen. And from the hymn, then you do not get this body again. You will wander in this forest of 84. Swamiji Maharaj lovingly tells us that this opportunity of the human birth, which you have been given, is a very rare opportunity. If you will not take advantage of this opportunity, you will have to go in the cycle of 84 lakhs, births and deaths. And in that cycle of 84 lakhs, births and deaths, you will get many different bodies of birds, animals, trees, snakes, and other beings. And if you count all the years which you will have to spend in those bodies, in those species, it will come to millions. So when you have got this human birth, this rare opportunity, the only advantage you can take of this rare opportunity is by doing the devotion of Shabdanam. If you will not take advantage of the human birth by doing bhajan and simran of the Nam, then you will go into the cycle of 84 lakhs, births and deaths. Kabir Sahib says, "You have wasted your day in play, and you have wasted your night in the sleep. You got this precious human life, which was worth a diamond, and you have wasted it in exchange for shells." And again from the hymn, "By doing the seva of the master, please him. You come in this style." So what should you do? You should live up to the teachings which the master is giving you. And whatever he tells you to do, obey his commandments. Obey his words. If there is any best thing which you can do in your life, it is obedience to the master. Whatever path the master shows you, walk on that path. To walk on that path is the best thing in this life. Sant Satgurus always give us only those works which we can easily do. But what do we do? We do neither simran nor bhajan. And all the other things which we are supposed to do and which we can easily do, we do not do those either. And even those works which we are supposed to do and which we can do, we ask our master to do it for us. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, "You ask for the goods, you ask for the loader, and you also ask for the transportation." It is the duty of the student to go to the school, and when he has reached school, then it's the duty of the teacher to teach him. But if the student doesn't go to the school, and while sitting on the way, he goes on saying, "Dear teacher, I respect you so much. I appreciate you so much. Kindly pass me in my exams." You know that the teacher is not going to give him good marks. That student will not learn anything. If he respects and appreciates the teacher, it is his duty to go to the school also. Then he will know how competent the teacher is. And then he will know what the teacher has to teach him. In the same way, it is our duty as disciples to do the simran. And by doing the simran, and after withdrawing our attention from all the nine openings of the body, come to the eye center, and after crossing the stars, sun, and moon, come to the radiant form of the master. To reach the form of the master is our duty. Once we get there, our duty is completed. Then it is the duty of the master to take us in the inner planes and back to our real home. Once the disciple reaches there, he can ask the master, how is he going to take him in the inner planes? Because when the initiate reaches the form of the master, he becomes a true disciple of the master. And then it is the duty of the master to take the disciple up to the inner planes and the real home. Dear ones, we people talk as long as we have not reached the master's form within. Until we have reached the form of the master, we only talk. But when we reach the form of the master, then our tongue stops. When he sees the reality and the glory of the master, the disciple has no good words, has no words to speak. When he knows from within that master is all conscious, all knowing, and all powerful, then he does not have anything to do. Just by talking, we cannot achieve anything. Guru Nanak Sahib says, no one has realized him just by talking. And we will leave off at that point. And our next reading is from a collection, a set of selected letters of Baba Sawansin. I think most of these are from spiritual gems, but not all. So this is a letter called, dated July 9, 1914, and it was called The Master and Kal Purush. So Sawan says, my dear daughter, I received your letter of 20th April in due course. There has been some delay in answering it. Regarding your friend, whom you gave the name, you must not disclose the secrets of the path or the actual instructions. But there is no harm in giving her books or explaining the principles to her if she seems interested. By your sympathetic treatment and loving nature, you can teach her better than by words of mouth. Regarding your intention to move to some other place, you may make the change as you think best. This will be no hindrance in your spiritual work, as our spiritual progress does not depend on places or residences. One important point I would like you to understand, and that is as regards your relation with other teachers. Please note it carefully. When the Sant Satguru, the master, seeing the helpless, the poor helpless souls in trouble, comes from Sach Khand, the region of truth, to save them from misery and, giving them the secret of the holy sound, takes them back home, then Kal Purush, the Satan or the Lord of this world, also comes in the human form upon this earth and begins the work of destruction. Thus, he opens a similar school whose teachings, whose teachings resemble somewhat that of Sant Mat, and it adopts similar names, and thus ensnares and misleads the poor ignorant beings, preventing them from returning to their home. There are two points of difference between the Sant Satguru and an incarnation of the Kal Purush. The first is that this true path within ourselves, along which the soul reaches its true home, is known only to the Sant Satguru. The Kal Purush is not acquainted with the secret of the holy sound. The path of Kal is to the left, while that of the saints is, as you know, to the right side. The work of Kal is to arrange and maintain this world, and that of the Sant Satguru is to take souls out of it. Secondly, Sant Satguru never takes a single farthing from his disciples for his own purpose. That is, he never lives upon their money. He earns his living like an ordinary human being, and what exceeds his requirements he gives to the poor, while other teachers collect subscriptions for their own use. They open a sort of business in the guise of religion. I do not mean to speak ill of anybody, but as this was an important matter, I thought it fit to write to you. You should on no account enter into lengthy debates with such persons. But you may explain the principles of your faith politely and lovingly, if so desired by them. You ask what clutches you fast in the darkness. This can be answered in one word: desires. They are the results of our own past karmas. If we can get rid of the worldly desires, there's nothing to keep us confined in this world. More about this at some other time. In answer to your question about writing articles in papers, I have only a word to say. I had already written at great length about this matter in a previous letter. The idea of trying to instruct others by means of contributing to journals is a clever deception of the mind. Really, in such cases, the mind is not actuated by any benevolent motive. It takes a delight in showing its superior knowledge to others. This sort of delicate pride should be carefully shunned. And the fact is that we cannot change the destiny of others by our actions. Master himself will manage to help those people even without any articles in the papers. And regarding your duty as a voter, it is not beneficial to take active interest in politics, but there is no harm in the simple act of voting. And parenthesis, voting is a right, not a duty, and you may use it or not as you will. I'm very glad to see that you work hard in this direction and do not want to get hasty results. Your progress so far is very encouraging. With love, yours affectionately, Sawin Singh. This letter is from March 27, 1920. And it was called, Is It Not a Strange World? Dear daughter, both your letters of November 13, 1919, and December 26, 1919, to hand. You are right in keeping aloof from these spiritual mediums, and the thoughts you have expressed about them are also correct. These phenomena are mental rather than spiritual, although they, in their ignorance, call it spiritual. What they employ is mind force, not soul force. What responds to their call is universal mind, or Brahmandi mind. Their action is limited to the lowest planes, where the souls have still all coverings upon them, except the gross physical one. What power have they got to call a soul from what power have they got to call a soul from the supreme joy of even the spiritual material regions to attend to their worldly questions? And how can they call a dead relative who has, in most cases, been reincarnated in some sort of physical frame? These are all boyish tricks. The messages delivered to Mrs. Spear are merely nonsensical. Your opinion is quite right. A disciple of the Radhaswami faith has no need to go after these spiritual mediums when he himself expects to see these things for himself in due course and go to far higher planes never dreamed of by these spiritualists. There is no harm in reading passages from my letters to others. I shall let you know when the proper time has come for you to visit India. Please concentrate your attention in the eyes when you're repeating the holy names. As your concentration becomes stronger, many mysteries will become solved for you. As your soul, having collected in the eyes, turns inwards, you will get more flashes of light and knowledge. Solitude brings peace and helps in spiritual progress. Your complaint that the mind wanders during exercises is the complaint made by almost every practitioner in the early stages. The mind feels pleasure in roaming at large and does not like to give up its liberty until it has attained to a higher pleasure in exchange for its present enjoyments. But constant practice will force it to give up its former habits. Kal does not brook interference with his work. And your maxim of relieving suffering when it comes our way is the appropriate one under the circumstances. A practitioner narrated to me once that he happened to see a large crowd of ants biting to death a big worm. He took pity on the creature and, freeing it from those tyrants, he placed the worm out of their reach. Afterward, when he sat in his exercises, those ants in subtle form began to bite his feet, saying that they were taking their revenge and it was no business of his to interfere. Is it not a strange world? Mrs. Spear seems to be a little over-anxious in expecting appreciable results from her exercises during a short period. The first step is to accustom the mind to give up its wandering, at least during the sittings, so that it may become habituated to collect in the eyes. Until this is attained, one cannot expect to have any flash of the subtle regions, which might begin from the eyes upwards. A person who is sitting in the lower story cannot expect to have a glimpse of the higher story of a house unless he spends time and labor in ascending. But she need not despair. Everything will come in its own time. But she need not despair. Everything will come in its time. Only one should hold fast. And I was sorry to hear of your illness. The holy sound is the one medicine for all karma. And You need not be anxious over the question of wearing furs. Kal has so constituted this world that it is impossible to escape. Those who do not use furs have to use animal leather in many different ways. Thus, the way seems to be long and full of difficulties, and but for the Master's merciful guidance and protection, which is all-powerful, to make nothing of the snares of Kal and Maya, none can hope to make any headway. But we do have the Master's merciful guidance and protection. With love and blessing, yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And our final reading is continuing in Master Kripal's satsang. That is in the May 1970. Yes. Satsandesh. It was called Spirituality, the Only Answer. So Master says, truth is above all things, and true living, imbued with love, flavored with humility, is still higher than truth. An electric bulb which is clean and polished gives more light than one which is dirty. This was a lesson which my master used to teach, and in this manner he would help the simple people to understand the truth. Spirituality is the only hope left for the world. When Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru was alive, I once had a private talk with him for about 50 minutes. He listened to all that I said with much attention. And after that, in all his talks, he would say that only on the ground of spirituality can all men sit together. For the masses, for the social leaders, political and religious leaders, this is the only cure. We are all devotees of the same God, all human beings, all men. Outwardly, if your custom is to wear white, or blue, or black, then wear it. There is no difference, but sit together. The Vedas, the Hindu holy scriptures say, sit amongst thousands and sing the praises of the Lord above. My master was inclined to revive the teachings of the Vedas, which are not new, but merely forgotten. They are the oldest of all. They are the oldest of all the holy books, containing the words of many rishis and munis, or holy men. The latest collection is Guru Granth Sahib, in which are contained as many words of the masters as could be found and collected. We should respect all masters who have realized God, no matter in which age they came. In the Quran, it is written, we have sent masters to different places. Who is a true Muslim? He who keeps full faith in all true masters. And who is a true Sikh? He who believes in all that is written in the Guru Granth Sahib, the words of the masters. This book is like a banquet hall of spirituality. If this same lesson was taught in every family, in all the religions, in every country, and in all walks of life, then peace would descend on all mankind. I had the chance of meeting many political leaders in the West during my tour, and I remembered them that they had been given children of God to take care of, and they should do so in the best possible way. Live and let others live. This is India's greatest principle. If those ruling a country cannot adequately provide for the need of those whom God has placed in their charge, then other countries should go to their assistance. What is the use of shedding the blood of millions? Many of the leaders understood and agreed. In the two places, war was averted. I am raising these points simply because the only answer to all the difficulties in the world today is purely through spiritual science. Only on that ground can all men sit together in the name of God. Even when sitting together, problems do arise, for each man has a different way of thinking. Guru Arjan Sahib gave excellent advice for this. Get together, all my brothers, and let us get rid of all our differences. So learn to sit together. Try to change these dualities. We are already one, but on what kind of foundation can we sit? Quote, in the name of God, sit together. And so, in remembrance of God, for we all are worshipers of the same Lord. And a quote, there are many lovers, but the beloved is the same. Castes and religions are different, but the aim is the same. Does it not make us feel as one by just hearing these words? One more thing Guru Arjan has said on the subject, that it is necessary to sit at the feet of a God-realized soul, otherwise one will be misguided. But he also says, a true Gurumukh spreads that kind of prayer mat, meaning on which all religions can sit. And what is a Gurumukh? He who becomes the mouthpiece of the Guru. And what is a Guru? He who is the mouthpiece of God. I'm pointing out that all masters have said the same things, that any existing doubts may be removed. Kabir Sahib says, in this world, there is no greater giver than the Guru. What the Guru gives, no one in the whole world can give. And what does he give? Quote, the Guru gives that knowledge which cannot be had through the senses, and he shows the true path. So he gives that which is above the senses and the mind, and he gives because he can give. He gives because he's got something to give. Those with worldly or bookish knowledge, with skill in oratory, cunningness, acting or posing, they cannot help in this field. Then who can give? Quote, by giving his whole life in devotion, he became one with God. So who is he? he has become one with God himself. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I quote, God became one with the Guru and distributed the Shabd. God becomes one with the Guru and joins back his children unto himself through the Guru. And we will leave off there. And our tape is a talk that Sanchi gave here at Sampani, July 5th, 1980. This was his second talk here, and I believe these are the talks that were the series of the talks on the Gaurivars. So this one was called To Face the Tiger.
Jane nanake hare saranagati hare mele gur savas.
Guru Ramdas ji kehnde hai ki assi apne guru de ਸ਼ਾਬਾਸ਼ ਜਾਣੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਰੋਗਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਇਆ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਲੇ ਮਾਈ ਸੈਲਫ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਆਈ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਮਾਈ ਸੈਲਫ ਫੋਰ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਸੇਵਡ ਮੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਜ਼ੀਜ਼.
ਤੂੰ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਗਮ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੂੰ ਵੜੀਐ, ਤੁਧ ਜੀਵਡ ਹੋਈ ਸੋ ਆਖੀਐ, ਤੁਧ ਜਿਹਾ ਤੂੰ ਹੈ ਪੜੀਐ.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੂੰ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਕਰਨ ਕਾਰਨ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰੇ ਬਰਾਬਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਦੀ ਤੁਲਨਾ ਦੇਈਏ. ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੂੰ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਦਾਤਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦੀ ਰਖਵਾਲੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸਿੰਗਸ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ, ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਬਾਈ ਹੂਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕੰਪੇਅਰ ਯੂ. You are almighty, you are the donor, you are the giver, and you are the protector for everyone.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai, kahet kabir goonge gud khaya, puche kehna na jai ho. Oh kehnde ke parmatma di ki assi dass sakde hain, jis tarah goonga mishri kha lenda hai, gud kha lenda hai, lekin ohda swaad nahi dass sakda, vad to vad oh khushi de andar kachhan vich aa sakda hai.
Kabir sahib says that if you ask dumb man to describe the taste of the rock candy, how can he describe that? He can just express his happiness because he has tasted that sweet thing. In the same way, when you have realized God, and if someone asks you that how God looks like, how can you express God? Because he cannot come in the expression. You can only express your happiness if you have realized him.
Maharaj Savan Singh aam taur de utte roja Taj Mahal di ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ. ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਇਮਾਰਤ ਸ਼ਾਹਜਹਾਨ ਨੇ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਤਾਜ ਮਹਿਲ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਇਹ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦੇਈਏ ਕਿ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਤਾਜ ਮਹਿਲ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਇਮਾਰਤ ਨਾ ਪਿੰਡਾਂ ਨਾ ਸ਼ਹਿਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ, ਤਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਜਿਹਾ ਦੱਸੀਏ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਹੈ. ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖੁਦ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ.
ਆਫਨ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਦ ਬਿਊਟੀ ਆਫ ਤਾਜ ਮਹਾਲ, ਦ ਫੇਮਸ ਦ ਹਿਸਟੋਰੀਕਲ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਡ ਆਫ ਮਾਰਬਲ ਸਟੋਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਮੇਡ ਬਾਈ ਐਮਪਰਰ ਸ਼ਾਹਜਹਾਨ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ. ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਤਾਜ ਮਹਾਲ ਲੁਕਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ, ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਅਦਰ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ, by which we can compare that Taj Mahal. This, so when we cannot say in this world that Taj Mahal looks like that building, when there is no other thing like Taj Mahal in this world, how can we describe the beauty of God? How can we say that this thing in the world is like God? Because God is unique and His beauty cannot be described. That is why it is better to go within and to concentrate and to see the beauty of God by ourselves.
ਤੂੰ ਘੱਟ ਘੱਟ ਇੱਕ ਵਰਤਦਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਪਰਗੜੀਏ ਤੂੰ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਭ ਸਦਾ ਖਸਮ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਦੂ ਤੂੰ ਚੜੀਏ ਤੂੰ ਕਰੈ ਸੋ ਸੱਚੇ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਘਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਸਰੀਰ ਤੈਥੋਂ ਖਾਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਪਸ਼ੂ ਅੰਦਰ, ਪੰਛੀ ਅੰਦਰ, ਦਰਖਤ ਅੰਦਰ, ਕੋਈ ਹੈ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਐਸੀ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਤੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੱਸਦਾ ਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਘੱਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੱਸ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਣ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੋਭਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਭ ਆਦਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਮਾਣ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਉਸੇ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਦੀ ਹਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਚੱਲ ਫਿਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਉੱਠ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਕੌਡੀ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਫਨਾਇਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਹੈ।
ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਨਾਟ ਈਵਨ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡ, ਯੂ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਬੋਡੀ, ਈਵਨ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਬੋਡੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਯੂ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡ, ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਪਲੇਸ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਬਟ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਹੂਮ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ, ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਯੋਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ, ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ and manifested God within them, that is why they see God functioning everywhere, and that is why they come in this world with the message of God. They tell us that God resides within everyone, He resides within everybody, He resides within us and you, and that is why Gurumukhs always say that we should always see God working in everyone. They say this because they have manifested God within them. So here Guru Sahib says that there is no place in this world where you are not present, you are prevailing, you are present everywhere.
To mahatma sanu hamesha vaste dasde hai ke do hi prakar de insaan is sansar de vich aunde hai, manmukh aunde hai, gurmukh aunde hai. Gurmukh hamesha hi us parmatma nu sab de andar dasde hai, unna ne pragat kita hai, manmukh is cheez nu mande nahi ge.
Mahatmas tell us that there are two types of people who live in this world, one are gurmukhs and other are manmukhs. Gurumukhs are those who have manifested God within them and those who see God everywhere and those who say that God resides everywhere. Whereas manmukhs have not manifested God within them, they do not believe in the existence of God, and that is why they say that God doesn't reside in everyone.
So Guru Ramdas Ji bade sawal de taur de utte kehnde hai ki us parmatma ne panjan tattan da insaan banaya, koi char da bana ke dekhe, koi chhe da bana ke dekhe, ta assi us parmatma de barabar insaan nu khada karke.
So Guru Ramdas Ji in a way is asking a question. He said that God made a man of five elements. If anyone wants to be equal to God, let him try making the man with four elements or at least with three elements.
Duniya ne aaj ilaaj de andar doctory de andar badi tarakki kiti hai, bimari di dawai dende hai, bada kuch aaj chamatkar vi ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਡਾਕਟਰ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਮੌਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਅੜਕਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਇੱਕ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਵੱਧ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ। ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਨਿਕਲ ਕੇ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਗਈ, ਇਹਦੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋਈ।
ਇਨ ਫੀਲਡ ਆਫ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਵ ਪ੍ਰੋਗ੍ਰੈਸਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਇਵਨ ਪਰਫਾਰਮਡ ਮਿਰੇਕਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗਿਵ ਇਨ ਮੈਨੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਬਾਈ ਵਿਚ the pains and suffering.
ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੋੜਨ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਠਾ ਸਕਦਾ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰਸ ਗਿਵ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਬਟ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਇਨ ਦੈਅਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ It is something which belongs to God, and whenever God wants the soul, He can take it out from the body.
Shlok Mahala Chautha. Main man tan prem piram ka athe pair lagan jan nanak kripa tare prabh satgur sukh vasan.
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਅਟੁੱਟ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਦੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਹੋਈ? ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਹੋਈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਿਆ.
Now he says that I have manifested God within me, and that is why 24 hours a day I have unbreakable constant love for God in my within. But by whose grace I have been able to do this? It is because of the grace of my master, my Sadguru, that I have been able to have constant love for God.
We'll close with Sanchi's bhajan, Mahameri Sawan, on page 21. Great are you, my Sawan. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. You can make a beggar rule over a kingdom, and you can turn a king into a beggar. You can make an ignorant one into a scholar, and you can turn a scholar into a fool. Sometimes you spread your jolly for alms, and sometimes you become a giver. You can change the water into earth. You can change the earth into a well. And over that well, you can create a mountain. You can make the sky cover the earth. You can make the risen sky fall. You yourself become the support of him who has no protector in this world. There is no one without you. You dwell within all, whether he is king or pauper. Your light is within everyone. Your plays are unique. You make your presence felt everywhere. You have liberated demons like Kodi and Vali Kandari. You have even liberated sinners like Ganaka, the prostitute. Your plays are unique. Sometimes you become a trader and open a shop, and sometimes you do farming. As the sons are dear to the mother, the devotees are dear to you. And being controlled by the devotees, you do everything for them. Ajaib's fortune has awakened. He met you, the beloved Sawan. Great are you, my Sawan. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. Mahameri Sawan, page 21.
Va mere Sawan, va mere Data, dukhiya da sahara tu, gat gat devich vasda hoya, fir hai sab to nyara tu. Va mere Sawan, va mere Data, dukhiya da sahara tu, gat gat devich vasda hoya, fir hai sab to nyara tu. Bikari te raja karave, raja te bikari ho, kalamurak te pandit karabo, pandit te mugadari ho. Bikarite Raja Karave, Rajate Bikari Ho, Kalamurakate Pandita Karabo, Pandita Te Mugadari Ho. Parke Joli Bikia Lenda, Karke joli bikia lenda, banda kite datara tu, gata gata devich vasada hoya firhe sabaton yara tu. Vamnere savana vamnere data, Dukiyadaha sahara tu, gata gata devicha vasada hoya pirahe sabato nyara tu. Jalate talakar talate kuva, kupatate mera karve ho, Daratiti te akasha chadave charade akashkirave ho. Jalate talakara talate kuva, kupate te mera karave ho. Daratite akasha chadave charade akashkirave ho. Jisada jagate koi naraka, jisada jagate koi naraka, Ape bane sahara tu, gata gata devicha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu. Vamere savana vamere data, Dukiyada sahara tu, gata gata devicha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu. Here bajo koi nakali, hara ikavicha samana ho, gata gata devicha jota heteri kia raja kia rana ho. Tere bajo koi nakali, hara ikavicha samana ho, gata gata devicha jota heteri kia raja kia rana ho. Lila teri ajaba nirai, Lila teri ajaniari, hara takare ishara tu, gata gata devicha vasada hoya pirahe sabato nyara tu. Vamere savana vamere data, dukiyada sahara tu, gata gata devicha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu. Kode raksha varge tare, Tariya vali kandari ho, papan ganaka tari data teri lila niyari ho. Kodi rakasha varge tare, Tariya wali kandari ho, papana ganaka tari data teri lila niyari ho. Kade beta da hata kola ke, kade beta da hata kola ke, kare kade jimidara tu, gata gata de icha vasada hoya fira he sabato nyara tu. Vamnere savana vamnere data dukiyada sahara tu gata gata devicha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu. Mavanu he putra piyare tenu bhagata piyare ho bhagata devasata hoke data sare kajasavare ho. Mavanu he putra piyare tenu bhagata piyare ho bhagata deva sahoke data sare kajasavare ho. Ajay badi kisamata jagi ajay badi kisamata jagi miliya savana piyara tu gata gata de icha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu. Va mere savana va mere data dukiyada sahara tu gata gata devicha vasada hoya firahe sabato nyara tu.
As the sons are dear to the mother, the devotees are dear to you. And being controlled by the devotees, you do everything for them. Ajayb's fortune has awakened. He met you, the beloved Sawan. Great are you, my Sawan. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. May God bless us all.